Exercise to Paul the highlighted words in the transcript below to see their definition. Increase your employability. Absolutely everyone has been there before or will be there at some point in their career figuring out what to do to change to a new job. Either because you want to grow, you want to reinvent yourself, or because you don't actually have a job today. I've changed my job around 8 times for the last 18 years and I kind of developed a greater than playbook of key steps to follow and prepare, which I believe are basic ones to increase your the quality of being suitable for paid work, greater than employability. This lesson aims to give you some tips about my learnings which, depending in your industry and position, will be more or less relevant, and I hope they can help you today or at any point in the future. 1. Develop your skills by turning time in your favor. Most people get nervous when time passes since it somehow feels that time reduces our chances of finding a good opportunity. But, in reality, there is another angle to consider. The more time it takes for you, the more room you have to improve your skills, which will increase your employability. Use your time well. Take online courses about topics that matter. There are a lot of short-term courses for free to develop concrete skills. Each of them will get you closer to your goals. Also, use the time to continue improving your English level. Everything counts, and, if you make an effort, the amount of skills you can build up and learn in a matter of 3 to 6 months is very substantial. 2. Train and prepare for the interviews to come. Interviews are exams. They are evaluations. Did you know that 80% of the questions you will be asked are exactly the same in all jobs and interview processes? Therefore, you should properly research it, preparing your answers for the questions you know you will be asked. Write them, read them, test them with friends and improve them. The more time you practice, the more prepared you will be. Do role plays with friends who can give you honest feedback about your skills. 3. Put yourself on the market. From social media profiles and pictures, to your resume and CV, as well as your profile page on job-seeking websites, they all matter. Update your LinkedIn profile by ensuring you check best practices for how to do so. Make a proper introduction of yourself, making sure that everything is sharp, short and shiny. The majority of companies search for profiles looking at keywords that they care about. For example, if you are an online marketer, there are terms your profile should include such as CPC, cost per click, inbound, and other likely terms to be searched that you want to be correlated with. Finally, be original, approach potential employers in a proper manner by email, letter or at social events. Get their attention. Offer yourself without hesitation and think how you can be very creative to generate interest. 4. Your colleagues and contacts will bring your next job. Use and maximize your network. The people you know well from past experiences are the ones who are most likely to think about you and give an endorsement to help you find a new job. Get written referrals from them and put them on your online profiles and CV. Make sure key people you know are aware that you are actively looking to change, in circumstances different from those present or considered, or else, greater than otherwise, they will not know when an opportunity comes to them. Make sure you proactively do the same. If you want your network to send you new opportunities, you should have done that when you could, as much as you could with them. Call it karma. 5. Your CV should rock. It's very simple and basic, but 50% of job opportunities get lost because of poor CVs. You really need to spend some time perfecting yours. One single page. Not even a managing director of a major company with 30 years' experience needs more than that. Learn to be short. You should learn to adapt your CV to each job application, enhancing the elements from your profile that are most relevant for that position. Normally you should have around 5 different CVs to use on multiple situations, no need for complicated colorful designs. Order, structure and plain text easy to read. Focus on what the main idea is for you so that the person reading it will get that message. They will only catch it from 2 to 3 concepts. Everything else won't be seen.